Three.
The Yuuzhan Vong's attempt to reshape Coruscant into the image of their lost homeworld had brought many good things to the planet. The fresh Yalubi was one of the best. Taken from Liberation Lake no more than 3 hours before smoldering, it had a rich, smoky flavor that filled Mara's entire head with pleasure. She held the spongy meat on her tongue, allowing it to dissolve as she had heard was proper, and marveled at the succession of spectacular tastes. The flavor went from smoky to sweet to tangy, then ended with a sharp, spicy bite that made her mouth water for more. "The Yalubi are unbelievably wonderful, Madam Thule," Mara said, addressing their host. She and Luke had barely been back on Coruscant for a week before Madam Thule arrived aboard the Tradewind and sent a message to the Jedi Temple, inviting them to dine with her. "The whole meal is," Luke added. "Thank you again for insisting that we meet here." Erin Thule, Raynar Thule's mother and the chairwoman of the board of Born Erin Trading, smiled politely. "I'm so pleased you're enjoying it." A gaunt, almost frail woman with gray hair and durasteel eyes, she carried herself with a dignity and grace appropriate to the shimmer silk gown and Coruscant gem necklace she had chosen for their casual dinner. "I was told Yuuzhabri is the finest restaurant on Coruscant." "By all accounts," Mara said. "I understand reservations are usually required months in advance. I can't imagine why it's deserted tonight."
"You can't?"
Tycho Thule asked. A large, round-faced man with short graying hair and hazel eyes, he was the brother of Madam Thule's late husband and the chief operating officer of Born Erin Trading. He turned to Madam Thule and shared an arrogant smile.
"It appears the Jedi are not quite as all-knowing as we are led to believe."
"We shouldn't judge that on the basis of a restaurant, Tycho. I doubt corporate acquisitions are very high on their list of concerns."
Madam Thule turned to Mara.
"As of this morning, the Yuuzhabri is a Born Erin property. Buying it was the only way to guarantee our visit would remain private."
"Buying a restaurant was hardly necessary, Madam Thule," Luke said in a guarded tone. "If there's something you need to discuss in private, I would have been happy to meet you aboard the Tradewind." Given the argument among the masters over whether to eliminate Raynar, both Mara and Luke had found the timing of Madam Thule's dinner invitation suspicious. But Luke had been a friend of the Thules since Raynar attended the Jedi Academy on Yavin, and Mara had convinced him that if Madam Thule knew about the argument, declining the invitation would be viewed as evidence that he agreed with those who felt the only way to resolve the Killik crisis was to kill her son. Madam Thule frowned.
"Luke, we have been friends since before Bornin died."
Her tone remained nonchalant, but Mara could sense her anger and her fear in the Force.
"Surely, you know me well enough to realize that if I wish to discuss something with you, I will."
"Does that mean you don't wish to discuss anything?" Luke asked.
"It means that you aren't the primary reason I bought Yuuzhabri."
Madam Thule allowed herself a guilty smile.
"This happens to be Chief Omis's favorite restaurant. As you can imagine, from now on, he is going to find it difficult to make reservations." "That seems rather petty," Mara said.
Madam Thule struck her as a woman who appreciated frankness, so she spoke bluntly.
"And it's hardly likely to sway his attitude regarding the colony."
Madam Thule shrugged, her blue eyes twinkling with mischief.
"I have been trying to be heard on this for months, but that Jeanette assistant of his refuses to schedule an appointment. This seems as good a way as any to make my displeasure known."
"I'm sure it will accomplish that," Mara said.
"But if feeding Yalubi to the Skywalker family is how you show displeasure with the Jedi, I'm sorry to inform you it isn't working."
She smiled, expecting Madam Thule to do likewise, and utter at least a polite little laugh. Instead, the chairwoman fixed her with a steely-eyed glare.
"I really don't understand, Mara."
She turned to Luke.
"Is there some reason I should be displeased with the Jedi?"
"That isn't for us to say," Luke answered. "You're certainly aware of the Jedi's role in the recent trouble between the colony and the Alliance."
"Of course." You were crucial in keeping the nest ships trapped inside the Utagetu Nebula. So the answer to your question depends on you, Chairwoman Thule, Mara said. Where do your loyalties lie?
It was Tycho Thule who answered.
Our loyalties lie where they always have, with Bornaran trading. We have outlasted three galactic governments, and will outlast this one.
What about family? Luke asked, addressing the question to Madame Thule. I'm sure your loyalties also extend to Raynar.
Our interests in the colony are very important to us, yes.
Madame Thule's voice grew icy.
Obviously, Bornaran will do whatever we must to protect them, and at the moment, we are well positioned to be extremely effective.
For example, Bornaran has diversified into exotic starship fuels, Tycho added. Just yesterday, we acquired Xtib.
A tense silence fell over the table. Xtib was the processing company that produced Tabana X, the special Tabana isotope used in Stealth X engines to conceal their ion tails. After a moment, Mara raised her eyes and locked gazes with Tycho.
I hope you don't intend that as a threat, Chief Thule. We're a little short on patience these days.
Is there a reason Bornaran would need to threaten the Jedi?
Tycho asked, refusing to be intimidated.
You're obviously aware of our discussions regarding Raynar, Luke said, rising. Rest assured that the Jedi would never take such an action lightly, but we will do what we must to bring this war to a swift end. Thank you for your frankness, Master Skywalker.
Some of the stateliness seemed to drain from Madame Thule's bearing, and she motioned for him to return to his chair.
I don't know why, but I do take some small comfort from the reluctance in your voice. Please stay and finish your dinner.
I'm afraid that isn't possible, Luke said.
But we would like to know how you came by your information,
Mara added, also rising. Her stomach was knotting in anger, but not because of any threat Bornaran trading might pose to the Jedi's Tabana X supplies. Someone, almost certainly a Jedi, had betrayed the confidence of Luke and the Order.
Who told you?
Madame Thule lifted her brow.
You truly expect me to reveal that? You really don't have a choice,
Mara said.
This is outrageous, Tycho snapped.
He started to rise, but Mara flicked a finger in his direction, and he dropped back into his chair, paralyzed by her force grasp. Gunder, the thick-necked bodyguard who had been doubling as their waiter, reached for his blaster and started to leave his station near the kitchen. Luke wagged a finger at the hulking human, then used the force to pin him against a wall, and looked to Madame Thule.
I take security breaches very seriously, he said. Don't make me use the force on you.
Madame Thule sighed, then looked away.
You mustn't be too hard on them, she said. They were convinced they were doing the right thing. They always are, Mara said. Who was it? The Barabel and his Wookiee,
Madame Thule said.
Tizar and Lobaka it was, I believe.
Mara could sense Madame Thule's truthfulness in the force, but she still found it difficult to believe, if only because it proved just how deeply divided the Order remained after Luke's gambit.
It makes sense.
Luke sounded as defeated as Mara was shocked.
I had just hoped for better. If you are disappointed, perhaps you should look to yourself for the reason,
Madame Thule suggested.
Tizar and the Wookiee have good hearts, Master Skywalker. They would not betray your confidence unless they believed they had no other choice. Or unless they were under the colony's control,
Mara said. She turned toward the restaurant's transparisteel wall and looked across the green glow of Victory Square toward the golden sheen of the Jedi Temple's giant pyramid.
They were back among the Killix for more than a month.
Luke's concern, or perhaps it was sorrow, permeated the force bond Mara shared with him, but he retained a neutral expression as he spoke to Madame Thule.
Thank you for your hospitality. The Yalubi was beyond description. I'm sure the Yuuzhan'vri will continue to prosper under Bornaran's ownership. You really must leave?
Madame Thule asked.
I'm afraid so. Until the troubles with the colony are resolved,
It's probably better for Born Eren Trading and the Jedi to keep their distance. Madam Thule nodded.
I understand. But before you go, I hope you'll allow me to make one gift to you. Friend to friend.
Tycho's eyes widened.
Eren, I don't think that's a good idea. We might still have a use.
I doubt it.
Madam Thule scowled at her brother-in-law.
It's obvious that we're not going to sway Master Skywalker with a droid, so we may as well give it to him.
Mara frowned.
A droid?
Madam Thule smiled.
You'll see.
She turned to her bodyguard.
Gunder, you can bring in R.O. now.
Gunder activated a remote, and a terrible squealing arose in the kitchen. A moment later, an ancient R-Series astromech droid lurched into view. Its locomotion system so corrupted and corroded that it resembled an ancient sailing ship, zigzagging into a headwind. Someone had recently made an effort to polish its brass casing, but the tarnish along the crevices and seams was so thick it looked like paint.
An antique droid?
Mara asked.
A very special antique.
Madam Thule waited until the droid had wandered within arm's length of the table, then reached out and gently guided it to her side.
Master Skywalker, allow me to present R2-O, the original prototype for the R2 astromech line.
Luke's jaw fell. The prototype?
So my system supervisor assures me. I'm told it contains the original Intellect 4 droid brain. I hope it will prove helpful in working through your R2-D2's memory problems.
I'm sure it will,
Mara gasped.
Where did it come from? An abandoned warehouse, apparently. It was owned by Industrial Automation, which Born Eren recently purchased. Of course, their records were almost completely useless in locating the prototype. Industrial Automation?
Mara asked.
Gint said the R2 was an Imperial design.
Misinformation, Tycho said. Imperial intelligence waged a deliberate campaign to obscure the origin of all the Empire's vital military tech.
Then the designer of the Intellect 4 droid brain wasn't an Imperial, Luke asked.
Not when he worked on the R-Series, Tycho shrugged. Who can say what happened later? He might have become one, or he might have been forced into their service. All our historians could determine was that his identity had been deleted from all known databases regarding the R-Series.
But you have the prototype,
Madam Thule said.
I hope you can find what you need.
I don't know what to say, Luke said. Thank you.
Thank you will be quite sufficient. Every man should know his mother. I'm sure it will be very helpful,
Mara said.
But what made you think of it? R2's memory problems aren't exactly common knowledge outside of the Jedi Order.
Madam Thule smiled.
Tezzar and the Wookiee. I told you, they have good hearts.